Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. A day late, a dollar short, but I'm here.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
It's good to be seen, obviously.
The posture is seems like it's immaculate right now.
It's rough. It's really, really rough. We're going to get better, damn it. We're going to get better. Whether it's shots or surgery or any of it, the back will heal. Okay, so I asked you guys if you've seen this TV show in the break, and it's Severance. So let me ask the question first, and then I'll explain it.
Oh, I will finish that this weekend, too.
Oh, Travis, that's nice.
There you go. Would Jerry Jones severance his way to a Cowboys Super Bowl?
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, so for those who have not seen it, your work life and your home life are completely separated to the point of when you walk into your work life, you go down an elevator, and you don't even know what your home life is.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard the premise.
Okay, all right. So essentially, he would be giving up. He could be at the football games or at football practice, and he could see the Cowboys win a Super Bowl, but the minute the game's over with, he goes up the elevator and is just like, what just happened?
Spot.
He has no idea.
No,
maybe he'd be
that.
Like that one girl and he'd be just against his own self.
Maybe so. But would he sacrifice himself and the enjoyment that he would get out of winning a Super Bowl finally? And the sacrifice is him not knowing that they won the Super Bowl.
Not a chance.
I don't think he would do it.
No. His whole satisfaction is trying to get that one ring.
You know how sorry that is, though?
Why would you want to do something and then not even remember that it
because
happened?
You're guaranteeing it for the fans. Like
you'd remember it half the day.
Yeah.
Like, what, you just never left. You never left the stadium. You just stayed there so you could always remember what happened.
The thing of it is, work him, that's all he would know. So he would never know that he doesn't know, if that makes sense. Because work him...
Yeah, but in this hypothetical, it is separated. So,
and no, he wouldn't want to do that. Hell, I wouldn't want to do that.
That's the worst thing about severance is that the people, when they're at work, to them, they never leave work. They're always there because they have no recollection of ever leaving.
Yeah, they don't have any concept of what's going on outside of it.
And so the people, when it's the home you have no concept that you work. You're just at home enjoying your life, and all you ever do is that.
But Jerry would know. He would see the TV and be like, oh, the Cowboys won, huh?
He's like, oh, my, is that, that's me.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay, what is the first thing you would do if you were GM of the Cowboys? You have three options. One, you can sign Dak. Two, you can trade Dak for a top 10 to 15 quarterback. This guy says Kyler. I don't know if Kyler's in that. Three, hook up with Charlotte Jones.
Well, not the third one.
Well, that's not a... Let's not be so hasty.
I mean, yeah, let's think about this for a second.
Let's got to contemplate everything.
She's like 80.
No, she's not. She's like 57.
That's the daughter, not the wife.
Okay, she's 58. All right. Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's... All right, what is it again?
The very first thing I'll do.
Now you're thinking about it.
Yeah, you just kind of... Open her door and like, what's up?
Hey.
Oh, hey, new GM. How you doing? Sign Dak or trade Dak for another quarterback that's basically in the same range as him.
I'd probably sign him. After I hooked up with Charlotte.
Can you trade him for CJ Stroud?
He's right on the cusp of that.
Because I would do that because you get the rookie contract and you get him for... cheap for a few years.
Three.
I would only trade him for a guy that is on a rookie contract that still has time left.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't trade him for Kyler because Kyler's getting paid just silly money for
right,
what he does.
Right.
Would you put rose petals from Charlotte's door to your door right away? Like right away.
I'll just have the flowers behind my back. How you doing? Nice to meet you. And then present them to her. And that works all the time.
Oh, man. That's so great. What's the most exotic animal you would own? He says he was watching Chimp Crazy on Max and would definitely rule that out. So have you guys seen anything about Chimp Crazy?
I heard about it. I was watching, it must have been Hard Knocks, and how it's over and you just get up and do whatever and then that comes on afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked so ridiculous in the first 2 minutes. I don't even know what episode it was on. One, two, three. I don't know how many has been seen. I just kind of looked and went, I can't do this, and then immediately turn to television.
It's real depressing. It's by the guy that did Tiger King, and it's kind of the same thing. It's just with apes. It's about these women that are obsessed with owning small chimps and raising them. And then the sad part is, and I watched like 30 minutes of the first episode, I'm like, I can't do this, because what they do is they, just like in Tiger King, they get these chimps at a very young, when they're babies, they breed them. Then they try to monetize them by taking them to birthday parties and things like that. Like, oh, look at the little chimp with a diaper, and you can hold it and pet it. And they do that until the chimps are like maybe one, and they're still babies, but they're running around and they're fun and they're happy. Well, then these chimps, they become chimps, as they should, like older. And by the time they're like 4 or 5, they're stuck in a cage for like life.
Yeah.
At this sanctuary, air quote sanctuary.
And yeah, I don't want to watch that.
Dude, I'm just like, are you kidding me?
So, I wouldn't do a chimp anyway, because, and I'm sure it covers this, they can
rip
break
your face
in half.
Off.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you never know, like, oh, my chimp loves me. And then one day the chimp is like, oh, I'm actually a wild animal, and just kills you.
So one of the guys that they feature in it, like, you see him and you don't know anything about him. He's like one of the head guys. He's married to some lady that's involved in it. And his nose looks really jacked up. And you're like, wow, man, what happened to his nose? You know, like a football accident or something like that? And within 5 minutes, they explained that one of the older chimps walked in, just was like giving him a kiss, and then reached up and bit his whole nose off.
Damn.
And brought it right back to his cage and set it down there. And then they had to go get his nose and sew it back on.
Yeah. I mean, they're wild animals.
Yes, they are.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's akin to Tiger King. I don't know what the most exotic animal I would own, but it would have to be something that didn't have the ability to rip my nose off or my leg or whatever else.
Nothing like that. Like people that have boa constrictors, there's no way. They get out of their cage. Next thing you know, you're being choked to death in your sleep. I'm not doing that. Now, if I was super rich, it'd be cool to have like a shark tank where you could have different sharks, but then you just
like
look
Cuban?
At them. Yeah.
Not the show. Also, I don't know exactly what is an exotic animal, like what they mean by that.
Is that like a parrot is exotic, or a toucan?
Yeah, or like an ostrich, or
an emu.
Is a cow exotic?
No,
I wish we moved.
What about a camel? Is that
exotic? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Those would stink. I wouldn't.
What about
that.
A kangaroo? Well, they could beat you up.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
They would eventually fight
because
you.
Because they'd all of a sudden get the boxing gloves on. And
what about always a fight?
Yeah.
What about a sloth? They're slow.
That seems exotic.
You can get away from it real easy.
Because like panda bears seem like, oh, panda bear.
It
but like, they're
you.
Like, yeah, they'll rip your face
a koala,
off.
Koala.
I think that would probably get angry. And
are they mean? They look
well,
so nice.
Well, yeah, they all look nice. And then it just takes one bad day. Then that's it.
Yeah, but they're small, right? They do have sharp claws.
Yeah, they do.
And you'd have to have a bunch of eucalyptus trees around because that's what they eat.
That's fine. Anything other than an animal that could rip my face off. Matt, what types of beer would you give up for a local team's title? Example, would you give up IPAs for the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
Easily. Oh, I'm in for that. Yeah, I could give up IPAs, no problem.
Okay, so what would be your tier of, all right, what's the beer you love the most? What
IPAs
style?
Is what I like the most, but there's so many different styles that I could give that
up and focus on something else. No. Oh, okay, you mean styles of beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you give up West Coast, hazy, all of it?
Anything classified as an IPA, I could give up.
For good?
Hmm?
Forever.
Forever?
Yes.
Forever.
Come on.
I thought you just
don't
meant
be stupid. No, I'm not giving you a 3 month reprieve. You're
all
done
right.
Forever.
Man.
There's a million different beers,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah, and it'd be healthier and okay, yeah. All right. For everybody else,
what about
I'm not stouts? Fine.
Go.
You gotta leave me something.
Well, yeah, we're leaving you something. You just have to get rid of one type.
I'd have to get back into Heffies, and I like lagers quite a bit now, so I could do that. Be all right.
Okay, could you go? What's the one beer that you could consume? Let's say that you gave up IPAs for the Cowboys, lagers for the Stars,
all right,
mm-hmm,
and stouts for the Mavs.
Yeah, Heffies for the Rangers.
Could you go one style of beer the rest of your
life?
Yeah,
I could. Well, just one?
Yeah.
Man.
What would that be?
Damn it. That's an interesting question.
Thank you.
If I only had to drink one style forever, and that's all I could ever drink again, I would probably end up going lagers, because at least they're lighter and they're not as heavy.
Right.
I can drink more of them.
Yeah, not as, heavy on the buzz either.
Yeah.
I'll sacrifice.
And
for the local team.
You'll never drink an IPA again.
Right. That's my sacrifice to all the local teams around here. Win one for the dipper.
I've got a great Patrick Mahomes one, but I'm going to save it for next week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know you guys have lunch and stuff.
But I'm not tasty.
Well, thank you, Corby.